Look around yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun.
When we look back and see tracks in the dirt, just like we see my footsteps here, there can be no doubt in our minds, well, human feet with shoes on made what we see here. It's very obvious. Nobody has to be a rocket scientist to understand that shoes on somebody's feet made these prints in the sand. So in the same way we can understand this is a sign, this is a proof, in Arabic language called ayah, an ayat, from the proofs that Almighty, the one who created everything, the God, the Lord, the Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of the worlds, has given us some clear signs, as simple to see as our footsteps in the sand. And in this episode, for our understanding of Islam, we want to explore this and take it to another level in our minds, to increase our belief, to increase our faith, to bring us in tune with something that we will not have a doubt about. We mentioned already something called yaqeen, and that's to have an absolute understanding of something with no doubt anymore. So let us now apply that to some of the things around us. Let us explore, let us look. Here we are, we're in the desert of Jordan, all right? And behind me, do you see these mountains here? Do you really think they created themselves? Do you really think that just by accident this came about? If you said, well, it looks like just a random accident to me, well, maybe to you. But I want you to think for a minute, where did it come from originally? And why is it that we have such an attraction that people spend so much of their time saving their money so they can go to the desert just to look, maybe take pictures like we're doing right now, maybe to have a place to for a background for doing a program like we're doing right now? Why? Because there's something special in it. There's a feeling that we get. Why do we get this feeling? When we look to the mountains, when we look to the stars, when we look to the moon. And by the way, this is something I want to mention to you. It's not in the script, but I want to say this to you. The place where we're standing right now is the place of the longest sunset in the world. You come here and you wait, and you're going to see for yourself. Right now, it's the time for sunset. And we're going to do that. That's, yes, let's do that right now and experience this long sunset, this feeling. And I assure you, I want, without any doubt, that if you were here with me right now and you were experiencing and seeing, for instance, let's take the mountains. If you say, what color are mountains? Mountains are mountain color. What color is mountain color? Well, if you look out of here, what I'm seeing right now, I'd say about 400, maybe 500 different colors. I'm seeing reds, browns, tans, grays, sand color, all the beautiful colors in these mountains right now. And as the sun goes further down, you know what you're going to see? I'll tell you, you'll see more colors come out, more colors. And you'll say, oh, no, it'll just get dark. No, not before you'll see these colors. You're going to see something so amazing tonight. Your mind can tell you, there's something really here. I can tune into this. There's something I'm feeling when I'm looking at this. Now, if you say, well, what about a person who can't see? Ah, but they can hear. And there's sound that you hear. Whenever you come around here around the mountains, sound is not the same as it is in the city, is it? Or if we have a sound stage, and by the way, we have a sound stage, we can imitate sounds, but never will you get the feeling that you'll get here. Listen to this.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Now you said, okay, well, that sounds like somebody giving adhan. But you know what? If I move over there just a little bit and do the same thing, you'll hear a different sound. Because the way that it reverberates off of the mountains, and the way that it'll come back to you from another canyon, and you'll say, oh, listen to that sound, listen to this sound. And if you can imagine the sounds, the lights, the colors, all of these things that we're experiencing, and you're going to tell me what, that this is by accident? But here's the biggest thing of all. A human being, as he's going through his life, is experiencing many things. Am I right? You're experiencing things right now. And if you said, well, I don't see the point is simple. All of this right here would mean what if there was nobody to experience it? So Allah has created you and I to experience this. And then He will test this. How do you react to all of this? And your life is the same way. Sometimes you have some wonderful things that you feel. Sometimes you experience something so beautiful, so wonderful, you think, oh man, this is so good. But then other times you experience something, you said, oh, this is so painful, this hurts so much, oh, or depression, oh. What is all of that about? Where is this coming from? The same source, believe it or not. Because all through our lives, we're having highs and lows. Right now, we're in a low place. This is a wadi. This is a valley here. The Arabic word for valley is wadi. And then sometimes we have high in our life, like the top of the mountain that we see here. You see that? How high is that? And then we have everything in between, ups and downs and ups. We go through these experiences. And what's the point? What is the purpose? In our series, this is what we're telling you. Not only could you look to scriptures and find guidance, not only can you hear from our prophets, which we're going to be talking about a lot in our series, but first we want you to understand that there's a bigger purpose behind it. It's not just about going to a college and getting a degree in studying manuscripts. It's not just about going to school so that you can learn a language. No. This is so we can learn about ourselves. Why are we here? What are we doing? What's our purpose? Now I would like to introduce something to you. Let us consider from two of the greatest religions on the planet today, those who follow the Bible, the book, and those who follow the Quran, the recitation. Those two things I want to consider. In the Old Testament, for the Jews, we find the first and foremost of the commandments of Almighty God in the book of Exodus, chapter 20. And God says it like this, and we translated it to English, but you can get the feeling for it. I'm the Lord your God that brought you out of the land of Egypt, the house of bondage. You know no other God beside me. Beside me there's no other God. Thou shalt not have any other God beside me. I think that was pretty clear. Is it clear to you? What about the Christian book? The attachment that comes later, the clarification, even some say, of the previous scriptures. God clarified and brought Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him and his mother, brought him to clarify for some of those people, the Pharisees, who were playing around, maybe, and pressuring people by the law, but forgetting about the spirit of the law. And when Jesus told them, and they said, well, what's the greatest commandment? Very sarcastically asking him like this, you know. And look what he said. The greatest commandment is to know, O Israel. Look who he's talking to. To know, O Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord. And you have to love him, worship him, and be thankful to him with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength. And a commandment like unto it, to love your brother as yourself. Do we see anything different here? Actually, it's a direct quote out of the Old Testament, even the part about loving your brother. What do we find in the Quran? That's another one-fourth of the billions of people on the earth today are following this Quran, this recitation. What do we find there? We find something very amazing. La ilaha illallah. There is no other God beside Allah. La sharika la. He has no partners. And even a commandment within it so clear, telling you the severity of the one who makes partners with God in worship. It's in chapter 4, verse 48. God said it like this. I do not forgive anybody who's making partners with me in worship. Anything less than this, I can forgive. but not that. Because whoever has come up with this shirk, making partners in worship, this is a monstrous evil which will not be forgiven. Was that clear enough? I think from these great scriptures, we've seen something that sets the ground rules for what we're going to be talking about in the rest of our series. We're going to say that, yes, there must be something, somewhere, who created all of this. There must be, why in the beautiful majesty of a sunset am I so inspired? Why, when so many people are painting or taking pictures of exactly what we're seeing right here, why? Because they say, well, it sells, people like it. Why does it sell? Why do people get so emotionally caught up in a sunset? What is it about the sunset on the water, sunset in the mountains? What is it about that? There's something inside of us telling us there's a God. There is a God. He created this. Whether you want to call him God or you want to call him Allah or Dios, whatever name you like, what makes you feel good, well, there is a creator of what you see. But there's more. He's also a creator of what you don't see. There's a creator of all that you hear, but there's more. He's the creator of what you don't hear. There's a creator of what you feel, but there's more because there's so many things you don't feel yet. Yet. And in our experience that we're going to be talking with you, I don't want to call this a lesson. I want to call this an experience that we're going through, that we're sharing together. We're going to find more evidence, more proofs, to be able to support our conviction, our absolute dedication to the fact, not a theory. Not a theory about people and monkeys. Not a theory about something blowing up. But a fact that within our hearts we know there's something. It's something that we feel. It's something that we hear, we smell, we taste, we touch, we imagine. It is a part of us. What is that thing? And how can we get to know it more? Yeah. It's more, isn't it? And this can only be understood by the one who wants to take the time to reflect. Because the more we reflect and we think, yeah, but if, watch out for the but. Yeah, but, no, watch out, careful, take it easy. Well, what if I want to know, maybe I want to ask a question. Many religions, man-made religions, will tell you, don't ask, just believe. Islam is telling you, ask, ask. When you don't know, ask. This is what Allah said in the Quran clearly to you. When you don't know, ask the people of knowledge. Go to them and say, you know, guys, I have a question. Where did this come from? What is our purpose? Why are we here? What is this all about? And look, look what we found in the Quran. It's in chapter 51, verse 56, Surah Al-Dariyat. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Here, the creator and sustainer of this entire universe has elaborated enough in a simple sentence to just lay it right out in front of us. Clearly, he says, I did not. Look, he started in the negative. And I did not create all of you guys except for one purpose. You want to know your purpose? Do you want to know your life? Well, you're going to find it out, inshallah, from the one who created you. And by the way, it's not coming from me. It's not coming from our videos. It's not coming from our website. It's not coming from a human being. This is coming from your creator. He's talking to you. He's speaking to you. He's opening up your mind. If you want it, all you have to do is say, guide me. Try it. What have you got to lose? You say, well, maybe people will laugh. They won't know. I didn't mean for you to say it with your mouth. Say it with your heart. Guide me. Guide me. Guide me. And he will guide you. He will open your mind and your heart if you want him to. But he will not do it unless what? Unless you'll ask. You have to ask. You have to ask. You have to reflect enough on this to realize that there is more to this. There's a whole lot more to this than just going through the life and never knowing. The meaning of the words, I know you want to know. And he says, I did not create you guys except for ibadah to me. Worship to the one God. When you worship, then it has to be for him. And if you said, well, exactly what is the worship? We're going to be talking about that in our program. What am I supposed to believe? And that's also in our program. What am I supposed to do? And that's in the program. All of this is for you. You're going to see it as we unveil more and more of the understanding of Islam, right here on IslamReligion.com. Stay tuned. We've got a lot more.
Look around yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us? Or are we so blind to push it all aside? No, we just have to open our eyes, our hearts and minds. If we just look right, we'll see the signs. We can't keep hiding from the truth and let it take us by surprise. Protect us in the best way. Guide us every single day. Keep us close to you until the end of time.